Have there been any things that have been difficult about St. Louis? Things that you've found you wish would improve?
In a way, I think it's even the other way. I was very afraid. You know, I'm the company. I'm Evogen CEO. So I was quite afraid from this step. I was afraid that because of the distance, and because different culture, it won't be easy to manage and close the gaps. Just even on the ongoing operation. I have only compliments. First, to the people that we recruit there, somehow they integrate into the Evogen culture, which is not so obvious. And in addition, I feel that all the people surrounding the company that should give service or assistance, they was really in favor, they was really open-minded, they was really trying all the time look for solution to solve the problem. And I'm very happy that we decided to, that our first site, our first experience will be in St. Louis.
How many employees do you have in St. Louis now, and sort of what's the outlook for the next year?
So today we have 10 local employee, but almost every week there is at least one or two people from Israel that are coming to the state or to work with our local group, or they're coming for meetings with our colleagues in the state. So some of the meetings are taking place in St. Louis. So it's 10 local employees and more people coming from Israel. We are today, the majority of the activity there is a validation of toxin genes for insect control. We are now thinking on how we are going to expand our activity in the state, and of course we'll prefer to do it in St. Louis, to additional area where Evogen is operated, such as ag biological, ag chemistry, and we are working on additional trait that we are trying to improve using genomics. So under the assumption that we are going to that we will expand our activity and targets in United States, so it of course it will have an effect on our personnel in St. Louis, and I can easily see how we can increase to 20 and maybe even more in the next few years.